Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, Text number 2 and 3. Sa uttarasya tanayam.
Sa uttarasya tanayam.
Sa uttarasya tanayam.
Sa uttarasya tanayam.
Upayema iravatim.
Upayema iravatim.
Upayema iravatim.
Upaneyam iravatim.
Janmajeya dimsa chaturas.
Janmajeya disutrasta.
Janmajeya dimsa chaturas.
Janmajeya disutrasta.
Tasyam utpadayat sutan. Tasyam utpadayat sutan.
Tasyam utpadayat sutan.
Saha.
Saha.
Hi.
Hi.
Uttarasya.
Uttarasya.
Of King Uttara.
Of King Uttara.
Tanyam.
Tanyam.
Daughter.
Daughter.
Upayeme.
Upayeme.
Married.
Married.
Iravatim.
Iravatim.
Iravati.
Iravati.
Janmajeya Adin.
Janmajeya Adin.
Headed by Maharaj Janmajeya.
Headed by Maharaj Janmajeya.
Chaturaha.
Chaturaha.
Four.
Four.
Tasyam.
Tasyam.
In her.
In her.
Upadayat.
Upadayat.
Utpadayat.
Utpadayat.
Begot.
Begot.
Sutan.
Sutan.
Sons.
Sons.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
King Parikshit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot four sons headed by Maharaj Janmajeya. Please repeat. King Parikshit.
King Parikshit.
Married the daughter of King Uttara.
Married the daughter of King Uttara.
And begot four sons.
And begot four sons.
Headed by Maharaj Janmajeya.
Headed by Maharaj Janmajeya. Jaya.
Purport. Maharaj Uttara was the son of Virata and maternal uncle of Maharaj Parikshit. Iravati, being the daughter of Maharaj Uttara, was the cousin sister of Maharaj Parikshit. But cousin brothers and sisters were allowed to get married if they did not belong to the same gotra or family. In the Vedic system of marriage, the importance of the gotra or family was stressed. Arjuna also married Subhadra, although she was his maternal cousin sister. Janmajeya, one of the Rajarishi kings and the famous son of Maharaj Parikshit. His mother's name was Iravati, or according to some, Madravati. Maharaj Janmajeya begot two sons of the names Gyatanika and Shankukarna. He celebrated several sacrifices in the Kurukshetra pilgrimage site, and he had three younger brothers named Shrutasena, Ugrasena and Bhimasena. 2. He invaded Takshala, Ajanta, and he decided to avenge the unlawful curse upon his great father Maharaj Parikshit. He performed a great sacrifice called Sarpa Yagya to kill the race of serpents, including the Takshaka, which had bitten his father to death. On request from many influential devatas and sages, he had to change his decision to kill the race of snakes. But despite stopping the sacrifice, he satisfied everyone concerned in the sacrifice by rewarding them properly. In the ceremony, Mahamuni Vyasadeva also was present, and he personally narrated the history of the Battle of Kurukshetra before the king. Later on, by the order of Vyasadeva, his disciple Vaishampayana narrated before the king the subject matter of Mahabharata. He was much affected by his great father's untimely death and was very anxious to see him again, and he expressed his desire before the great sage Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva also fulfilled his desire. His father was present before him, and he worshipped both his father and Vyasadeva with great respect and pomp. Being fully satisfied, he most munificently gave charities to the Brahmanas present at the sacrifice. We'll take the next one, number 3. Ajaharashva medhamstrin.
Ajaharashva medhvam.
Trin.
Trin.
Gangayam bhuri dakshinam.
Gangayam bhuri dakshinam.
Sharadat Sharadvatam Gurum Krutva.
Sharadatvam Guru Krutva.
Deva Yatrakshi Gocharaha.
Deva Yatrakshi Gocharaha.
Maharaj Parikshit, after having selected Kripacharya for guidance as a spiritual master, performed 3 horse sacrifices on the banks of the Ganga. These were executed with sufficient rewards for the attendants, and at these sacrifices, even the common man could see devatas. Purport. It appears from this verse that interplanetary travel by the denizens of the higher planets is easy. In many statements in the Bhagavatam, we have observed that the devatas from heaven used to visit this earth to attend sacrifices performed by influential kings and emperors. Herein also we find that during the time of the horse sacrifice ceremony of Maharaj Parikshit, the devatas from other planets were visible even to the common man due to the sacrificial ceremony. The devatas are not generally visible to common man as the Lord is not visible. But as the Lord, by His causeless mercy, descends to be visible to the common man, similarly, the devatas also become visible to the common man by their own grace. Although celestial beings are not visible to the naked eyes of the inhabitants of this earth, it was due to the influence of Maharaj Parikshit that the devatas also agreed to be visible. The kings used to spend lavishly during such sacrifices as a cloud distributes rains. As a cloud is nothing but another form of water, or in other words, the waters of the earth transform into clouds, similarly the charity made by the kings in such sacrifices are but another form of the taxes collected from the citizens. But as the rains fall down very lavishly and appear to be more than necessary, the charity made by such kings also seems to be more than what the citizens need. Satisfied citizens will never organize agitation against the king, and thus there was no need in changing the monarchical state. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sa Uttarasya Tanayam Upayema Iravatim Janama Jaya Dimsha Chaturas Tasyan Utpadayat Sutan. King Parikshit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot 4 sons headed by Maharaj Janamejaya. So let us first talk of this. So we saw that how Parikshit appeared, we know the whole story, how Krishna saved him in the womb of his mother, and he had a darshan of Krishna even before he was born. And then we saw that how the sages, the astrologers predicted that he will have so many wonderful qualities, and his qualities were compared to many great personalities like Lord Ram, Bali, and many other personalities. So now Suta Goswami is further describing. Interestingly, Bhagavatam has many names, you know. Somebody counted and said there are 3 lakh names in Bhagavatam. 300,000. So sometime when people say that this is a fiction, Prabhupada used to say that it's a great fiction. Even if it's not a fiction, it's a history. But he said for somebody to even imagine 300,000 names, you know, and then keeping account of that so and so had so many sons, 8 sons, and 8 sons had so many, and all the names are there. In fact, somebody wants to name the child, the best source is Bhagavatam. You know, it has names for every occasion, So, as we go along, we'll be hearing many, many names. Some of them are really attractive, very wonderful names. Most of them are, you know, nice, but some are really good. So, we should keep our antennas on, you know, and to see these names. Now, Srila Prabhupada gives us a little history of our King Uttara, Maharaj Uttara, and Janamajaya, the first son of King Parikshit. So Uttara was the Mamaji of Maharaj Parikshit. And Mama's daughter is allowed to be married. You know, even today in I think in Maharashtra and Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka. In fact, they say that the first right, if the girl is grown and the first right is like Bhuva's son. So Mama's daughter, the son of, I mean, anybody's son has the first right on a Mama's daughter, because they don't belong to the same Gotra, as Prabhupada explained. And this is very interesting, because why the thing is so scientific. The same Gotra means belonging to the same paternal uncles, you know, Chacha and Taya and thing like that. And so, what happens if it is the same Gotra, the chances of having the same blood group are very prominent. And the medical science says that same blood group should be avoided for marriage, for compatibility. Because the results are, sometimes either you get a very extraordinary, brilliant person, or most of the time you get some morons, you know, some problem. That's why you see in two communities in India especially, this happens. One is a Parsi community where they do this marriage, you know, the first cousin. And then some Muslims. So they have this problem in there. You know, you can see in Parsi, you know, brilliant Parsis, and then lot of problems also. So to avoid that, this is the system, you know. Nowadays, people match horoscopes, this, that. Not everybody, but you should also match the blood groups before the marriage. Anyway, so that's just a matter of information. So, here an example is given of Arjuna marrying Subhadra. Same situation. Okay. Now, Prabhupada talks about Janamajaya. He is one of the Raja Rishi kings. You know, I always talk about Raja Rishi kings. That means he is a king and also a Rishi, a sadhu. His mother's name was Iravati, and some places it is said Madravati. So he had 2 sons. Janamajaya got 2 sons, you know. So Parikshit had 2 grandsons, Gyatanika, Jnatanika, and Shankukarna. Shankukarna. So mainly in Kurukshetra, it says in Chaturaha, so there are 4 brothers, Janamajaya, Shrutasena, Ugrasena, and Bhimasena. Bhimasena 2. Because already we know one Bhimasena is great, great Pandava. So this has been there, you know, even at that time, their 1-2 business was there, you know. Because the same name is so attractive name, so you keep that name. Like Uttara is also his mother's name and also his father's name. Uttara and Uttara, that's the difference, you know. Like Krishna and Krishna, Draupadi is called Krishna. So, he, Janamajaya, invaded Takshala, because Takshala, from where Takshaka came, you know, the snake bird who killed Parikshit Maharaj because of the curse, that all will come. So he decided that he will do a Sarpa Yagya and to finish all the snakes. You know. And so when this was happening, many devatas and sages, they came and then they said, no, 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 please don't do that. Why you want to make them extinct? You know. So otherwise, if Janamajaya had carried on his plan, then we would have no snakes in the world, you know. But he allowed, on the advice of the sages, you know, he became compassionate to them. So he performed this Ashwamegha Yagya. We read a lot about that how Prithu Maharaj is the one very famous for that. You know, he performed 99 of them. And if he performed one more, he would have got the post of Indra. I keep saying Indra, Brahma, everybody is a post, not a person. So now, here we see that Vyasadeva was present at that time. And he narrated Bhagavatam, and then Vaishampayan, his disciple, he narrated Mahabharata. Here I would just speak for a few minutes about this devatas being visible, you know. Visible or not visible. Mostly they are not visible to us because they are from a different... they are in material world but at a different plane, different level. Interestingly, there are many temples in India where devatas come even now to perform pujas, you know. One such temple is Tirupati Balaji, you know, Lord Venkateshwara. There, in the morning when they open the doors, they offer to the first people who are there Brahma Tirtham. Brahma Tirtham means the water left by Brahma after doing the puja. So it is believed, and it is also corroborated by the head priest, Dr. Raman Dikshitalu, is the head priest there. He's a PhD in microbiology. And he was telling that it's true that all these devatas come in the night. Because when they in the morning, see, night what happens? They close all the doors, they offer milk to the Lord, then they put him on the swing. So this is called Ekanta Seva. When you go there in the night, you can see this. And then very nice lukewarm milk they offer to the Lord. And then that is distributed as prasadam. And then they put him to rest. You know, he's supposed to sleep. And then they lock the door and go. But all these devatas, being of the dimensions more than three, you know, we have only three dimension perception. So they come and then they perform. So as a proof, when they open the door, they see some flowers strewn here, you know, as when you do the arati. Some flower, they smell the incense, and then this water is there. And sometime that Dr. Dikshitalu was telling that when they are entering, they feel that somebody is pushing them, you know. Like, you know, somebody is, you are entering in and somebody is coming out. So sometime you feel that, you know, somebody is pushing you, although there is nobody there, you cannot see him. Likewise, in Karnataka, there is one more temple, Rangaswami temple, you know. There also they say that every day that temple was established by Lord Brahma, so he comes and prays. Then Srila Prabhupada says that these devatas are always present. You know, when Harikatha is going on, they are always there. I don't know whether you heard about this wonderful pastime of Srila Prabhupada, that one time he was invited to some place to speak, and it was in the initial stages. And the devotees thought that there will be many people coming, so they booked a big hall. And finally, very few people came, you know, hardly any. There's only devotees and maybe few more. So devotees were very disappointed, and they're feeling very embarrassed, you know. in front of the spiritual master. But Prabhupada went there, he gave the full 45-minute class, usual class. You know, he sang Jai Radha Madhava, everything he did. And at the end of the class, he came out, no tension on his face, no, you know, anger, no nothing. So devotees approached him and very carefully offered their, you know, obeisances and asked for forgiveness. Prabhupada said, what happened? Why? They said, Srila Prabhupada, very few people came, you know, we are sorry. Prabhupada said, who told you? The hall was full. They thought they are, Prabhupada is joking, you know, they are just trying to chastise them through a joke. But Prabhupada was serious. He said, no. You didn't see? There was a Indra, Chandra, Surya, Narada Muni, everybody was sitting there right in the front benches. And then Prabhupada explained, he says, wherever Harikatha is going on, all these devatas, they are eager to hear. Like the sadhus, they are eager to hear Bhagavatam. So are all these devatas. In fact, many devatas want to come here on this planet so that from here they can get back to Godhead. Because this earth planet is the gateway to go out of this material world. That's what it says. So, thank you very much. We'll stop here. And we'll hopefully meet tomorrow. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.